Beyond the Beauty is a production of iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Bobby Brown.
I remember the first time I saw these cool candles, probably on Instagram, and I saw that there's this brand called Boy Smells, and I thought, wow, that's so different, and I just instantly like envisioned what it would smell like. I reached out and said, cool brand, and I've always been intrigued by this concept of new ways to do things. Matthew Herman is the founder behind Boy Smells. And I'm really excited to talk to him and find out how and why he started this brand and mostly how he did it. Because I know he had a job when he started making these candles in his home with his boyfriend. So here's my conversation with Matthew Herman. Hey, Matthew.
Hi, Bobby. So nice to meet you.
Where are we catching you? Where are you?
I'm in my home in Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, you have that beautiful light.
Yeah, we do. We do. Where are you? Where are you right now? New York?
In New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah. Anyway, so where are you from originally?
I'm originally born and raised in Austin, Texas. Yeah.
For some reason, a lot of people I know from California have moved to Austin. It's crazy.
It is crazy. It's amazing how many people I didn't know knew each other between this triangle of New York and Austin and Los Angeles. But, you know, there's a lot going on in that city. And I think it is a city that really fosters new ideas and entrepreneurship. And so, you know, a lot of people are moving there. There's a lot of opportunity and a lot of exciting stuff happening.
Well, I have to tell you, congratulations on your brand. It's really cool.
Oh, thank you. I remember you followed us like years ago, and we like literally all like just fell out of our chairs when it happened. It was a huge validating moment for us in our brand trajectory. We were like, we've made it.
Aww.
Bobby follows us.
Do you remember a fragrance called Child?
No.
Years ago?
Who made that?
I think it was like Fred Siegel or some indie perfumer before there was even such a thing as indie beauty companies. And it just smelled like a fresh baby out of the bath. And I thought that was so cool. And I thought, Boy Smells, that must smell. When I first saw it and saw the logo and the colors, I'm like, yeah, that should probably smell something like my husband when he gets out of the shower. Like, I had no idea.
Yeah, it's funny. I used to work in the fashion industry as a designer. And, you know, right before we go into some big meeting to like present in front of the CEO or the president or, you know, something like that, I was in the design side, you know, I'd be spraying on some feminine fragrance, you know, like, I don't know, like Tulip by Byredo or, you know, Portrait of a Lady, you know, or something like that. And I look across and my girlfriends who are design directors for other categories, they're putting on Tuscan Leather by Tom Ford or Santal from Le Labo, these like much like woodier, more masculine scents. So, you know, when we talk about Boy Smells, but it coming in the pink box, it's kind of just poking fun at, you know, certain scent notes being assigned to any gender and kind of this permission to cross the binary when it comes to scent, because I could see in that moment, you know, we're all creatives, we're all, you know, modern people with, you know, kind of identifying in non-traditional ways, you know, all fashion designers. We know what was up and what was cool. And, you know, here I am spraying myself with flowers and my girlfriends are all spraying themselves with woods and leather. So, you know, that Boy Smells, I think, is really attractive to both men and women just because it does give that kind of sense of permission.
Yeah, I love it. So you began working in the fashion industry.
Yeah. Like,
did you move to New York right after college?
So 2 years into college, I was going to Washington University in St. Louis, and I decided that my heart was really set on being a fashion designer. I'd gone into NYU too, but my parents were like, no, you'd be too distracted living in New York right out of high school. They're probably right. So, but by the time it came to declare my major, my mind hadn't changed, you know, like I still wanted to be a fashion designer. So I knew that all of my idols had gone to a school in London called Central St. Martin's. And I decided I wanted to be a fashion designer that, you know, had the kind of career that my idols had. So I moved to London. I lived in London for about 6 years and worked for a designer there called Giles a little bit after I graduated, and then moved back to New York. And I had previously interned at Prinz & Schuler, and I kind of picked up there a little bit. And then I worked for Zac Posen for many, many years, and then ended up moving out to Los Angeles to work for the fashion startup, kind of darling at that time, Nasty Gal, which was founded by Sophia Amoroso, who I'm sure you know, wrote the book Hashtag Girl Boss, which has kind of become a slogan for a generation, I think. But it was a very cool place to work, and kind of, you know, readdressing fast fashion for a new identity, which I thought was really cool.
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, I hope you thanked your parents, because that was really nice of them, you know, way back then. But have you always been into fragrance, like even as a kid?
Yeah. I mean, I remember like even when like Gap came out with like Grass and Earth. Mm. You remember those? And like,
yeah, sure.
And I was like, oh my God, this is such like a different way to approach it. And I think even Demeter, that company that just did like dirt and like tomato. Mm. And like,
right.
They had that big shop in New York for a while. But like those kind of like non-traditional fragrances, like really like intrigued me when I was, you know, younger, and I was kind of like captured by, you know, that fantasy. And then of course, you know, being a fashion designer, like the designers that always inspired me were like McQueen and, you know, Vivian Westwood and Galliano, and like these people who like really created these like really over the top kind of environments and worlds, and kind of created these own narratives for which their customers could kind of live in. So I've always loved the idea of like creating a world and a culture, and scent has always been really interesting to me. And dualities are like always what's really interested me. I think what I loved about those fashion designers' work is that like McQueen would always combine like tailoring with drapery, which is like something very masculine with something very feminine. I've always loved like, you know, neoclassical, or the way Prada does something that feels like very vintage with something like hyper modern and sporty. Mm. So I see a lot of what I've done in the past and like what my interests have always been kind of like rolling into this kind of perfect combination with Boy Smells that really centers around combining masculine and feminine together and creating scent and creating this, you know, it's really fun to be, I mean, I'm sure you know, it's really, after working for other people your entire life, it's just really fun to kind of take the things that you're passionate about and take everything that you've learned from your past experiences and work for yourself and create your own culture for your company. It's really exciting, and it's something that I've always wanted to do. And Boy Smells, if you'd asked me 10 years ago, do you think you'll like own a candle and fragrance company? I would have said no way. But I'm so excited that this is where my life has kind of turned and veered towards.
So you started this company at home with your boyfriend, correct?
I did.
While you both had other jobs.
Yeah, yeah. We were, you know, I had read Girl Boss and, you know, drank the Kool-Aid over at Nasty Gal. And they really encouraged everyone to have a side hustle, which was so weird. Like at my interview and like my onboarding, they were like, we really encourage everybody to have a side hustle. And I was like,
Okay.
I guess I got to get on that. And so that was super cool. And David was in between jobs at the moment that we decided to start working on this. We had talked about wanting to have a store really kind of centered on home and maybe some fashion basics that just didn't feel like overly gendered to like one side or the other. And also as gay men, like, and queer men, we didn't feel like there was a lot of like queer or gay products or stores that really like represented the taste level that we liked. You know, we live in, we're like Silver Lake and Echo Park adjacent in Los Angeles. You know, we like a pretty like, you know, casual, like, you know, laid back kind of elevated California lifestyle. And, you know, we didn't see, you know, ourselves necessarily represented in some of the stores that you might find in West Hollywood or Chelsea. We actually felt like very estranged by those aesthetics, you know? And so a combination of those things, we started just playing with candles. He comes from a fashion production background. So he was great at figuring out, how do you make this? What kind of wax? What are the wicks? You know, like, what do you have to do with the glass? Like, what's the flash point? What's the, how do you get the tempered glass? Like, what's the difference between a braided wick and a, you know, not braided wick? Like, so he was great at figuring that out. He was not great at making sense. I really kind of came in and was like, okay, let me tinker with this. Let me play with this. I was the one really kind of experimenting and I guess being more the designer in that regard. And then I really loved the idea of like the pink box and boy smells. David has a real aptitude for typography and laying those kinds of things out. So it's really, this like brand is really kind of a combination of our skill sets and our aesthetics. And it really just complemented each other and making a successful product.
But you guys must fight over something.
Oh, we fight tooth and nail over stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not even the big stuff. It's like the little details that we fight over, which seems so silly because those are kind of like not the most important things, but it'll be just like the size of our logo on a new piece of packaging or like whether the text is left justified versus right justified on something, like little stuff, but it's, you know, I'm a lot more comfortable with confrontation and friction just because I've worked in a lot of design studios, you know, in fashion, and there's a lot of added, there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen and the design team, and there's a lot of passionate points of view on stuff. David is less comfortable with those situations, but I do think that it is the friction of our two points of view that really create what is beautiful about our brand. So while it's not fun to go through, I think that it is important to disagree and to push things forward and to make better product basically because of it.
And when do you have rules like when not to talk business, or does that not exist?
I mean, I wish we could say that it does, but you know, Boy Smells is 100% bootstrapped. We own the entire company ourselves. Like, we side hustled this for 2 years. We ran it out of our house for 3 years. We're unfortunately are in the habit of it. This is really kind of our lives, you know, and there's no fallback, you know, investor if things don't work out, you know, and we're really proud of, you know, having built this from scratch, all, you know, with a little bit of our own money and just kind of reinvesting every cent we make. So there's really not a lot of boundaries, but I hope that as we become a bigger company, as we build out our teams, that we'll be able to start to draw more lines, you know, between what we can and can't do.
And you also have a line of underwear, which I can't say that I have seen, and I need to go check them out. Tell me about the underwear.
Yeah. So it's called Boy Smells Unmentionables. We made these underwear, men's, well, what we would traditionally be called men's and women's. Same colors, similar cuts. You can mix and match, but there's no difference in colors or materials between what is traditionally the men's and women's. The women's are called flat front. So you have a flat front brief and a flat front trunk. What's traditionally called men's is called a pouch front brief and a pouch front trunk. And then we have the bralette. So, you know, we really want to make gender diversity, gender multidimensionality, gender expression to be really up to the person. And so taking out those gender pronouns from in front of our underwear, we thought was the smart choice and really allows more representation in that line. But it's kind of cool to see the pouch front briefs and the pouch front trunks, you know, they're in these beautiful like pink and blush and lilac tones. And it's really cool, especially on Instagram, to see a lot of men wearing these much more feminine colors. It's really, really fun to see kind of a more feminine expression for men in underwear on the gram, and new identities kind of embracing a different version of men's underwear than you usually see.
And you're in 300 retail locations?
We are, yes.
Wow.
Wholesale is over 300 locations. I'm really excited to announce that we've been tested at Nordstrom in their space section for the past year and a half or two. We're now rolling out into 100 doors in Nordstrom this year.
Wow. Congrats. So that's 400 doors, right?
That'll be another 100. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And do you have you're not out of your home. You have an office?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
No, I mean, it was crazy 3 years ago when we moved out of this space. I can't even imagine what it'd be like now. No, we are, we've got a nice 3,000 square foot office now.
That's really cool. Now, you also have wearable fragrance.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's called Cologne de Parfum. Kind of poking fun even further at, you know, what's traditionally men's and what's traditionally women's. We have 5 new scents. They're priced at $98. You know, our candles are, we call this like an inclusive price point. We think that this idea of luxury should be able to be tapped in for everyone. They're cleanly formulated. You know, each of them combines what I think of as traditionally feminine and traditionally masculine scent notes. So my favorite that I've been wearing lately is called Violet Ends, and it has beautiful growing violet, this very like bountiful rhubarb in there, but then it mixes it with black tea and tobacco leaves and smoked papyrus. So you have this kind of like push-pull of that more traditionally feminine with the more traditionally masculine. We don't like the word unisex, so we use a word called gender full, where it's more about there's this full power of, I think we all have masculine and feminine power within us, you know, like we all are kind of defying the expectations of outdated gender norms, you know, so that's what genderful is. It's really about just, you know, kind of disregarding the rules of your gender and like plowing forward and blazing your own trail for whatever you want to do with your life and however you want to be seen and making sure that you're seen in the way that you want to be seen.
So I have a question, because there's so many people listening to this that wish they had their own company. They want to be entrepreneurs. They want to do something. So what have you learned, you know, that you just had no idea until you started a company? Is there any surprises?
Oh my, I mean, there's surprises every single day. I mean, I think that's what you have to learn more than anything, is to be able to think on your feet and react and adjust, course correct. And I know that this is kind of cheesy because I feel like every founder says it, but it's so true. I just don't view anything we've ever done as a failure. Mm. Even if maybe to some people it is, I genuinely believe every single thing that we've done, if it wasn't as successful as we hoped it to be, it was awesome, because we have that knowledge now of how to do the next thing in a smarter way. So I think we're getting smarter each step of the way, but it's really important that you view this, if you're going to start your own company, that you view it as an adventure, and that you view it as a win for yourself, whether it closes in 6 months or it lasts for 20 years or you sell it or you don't, you know, as long as you are enjoying that process and love what you do and like the value that you're getting out of the experience is adding to your life, I think that that's the win.
But then what's the hardest part? What keeps you obsessed at night?
bandwidth, you know, not having taken on external financing or funding, we are on a very, very, very lean team. We are a total of 12 people at the company, and that 4 or 5 of those were only added this past year. So we are trying to tackle and do so much. We are planning new categories. I think we launched 10 new candles last year or something. You know, we had this collaboration with Casey Musgraves that just took off like a wildfire last year during the pandemic. You know, when, you know, our glassware comes from China, the paper comes from Northern Italy, and it's all made in Los Angeles. And it was just like one rolling supply chain blackout after another in those different areas. And, you know, it is, those things keep me up. Money keeps me up. As every single year when we roll into August or September, we start having to pay for all of our Q4 production. So all of our, you know, we're candles. People love to give candles as gifts. We do twice as much business in October, November, December as we do in every other quarter. So in each year as the business grows, that amount of inventory doubles or triples or quadruples depending on how, you know, successful the year before was. And that is always super, super stressful. I think I used to feel like I had to control every aspect to know every single thing that was going on in the business. And this past year, it's just gotten too big for me to be able to do that. So at this point, you know, really trusting in your team and delegating have been skills that I continue to try to work on.
And how did your relationship with Casey start?
She just DM'd us on Instagram. I mean, don't you love Instagram? I mean, I love like being able to take off these kind of like obstacles to communicating, you know, it's just crazy. I think we DM'd with you when you first followed us, and like, that's just wild to me to like, to be able to have somebody like Casey Musgraves just like, you know, take a picture of herself with your candle on their tour bus and be like, I love Kush. It's like my favorite scent. I burn it all the time on my tour bus. And I'm like, that's so cool. Like, we love you.
Quite a ride you guys are on.
Yeah.
It is. It's really cool. And I love hearing about it. But I want to ask you a couple fast questions because I ask everyone these questions. First of all, what does beauty mean to you?
Beauty means looking in the mirror and thinking that this is like the creme of the creme. You know, I really believe and hope that we can migrate towards like the beauty standard you have for yourself is what is in the mirror. Like, I think that there's so much representation and cool stuff happening in fashion and beauty. And I'm obsessed with it and I love it. And I think it just provides so much more room for people to feel good about themselves.
And what's your daily skincare ritual?
So I wash my face with a Tata Harper face wash. Then I get out of the shower and I mix a couple of drops of a vitamin C acidy kind of thing with my toner. And I rub it together and put it on my face. And then after that, I moisturize. But that depends. Like, I mean, as I'm sure you know, we get gifted a lot of other brands that like we collaborate with or do giveaways with. So we kind of always have this never ending supply of like really cool new stuff to try out. But I recently did an Instagram live in a giveaway with Shiseido, and I'm actually wearing their Vital Perfection moisturizer today with a little bit of face oil that my friend who owns a company called Mullen and Sparrow with one of her clarifying face oils.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what do you do for fun?
I like to go out. I like to travel with my friends when I can. I live in LA now, but as I might've mentioned, I've lived in New York and I lived in London, and I still have a lot of close friends in Austin where I'm from. So I love to go on trips and travel with my friends. And my parents actually live in Mexico half the year. And so I love to go, and when they're down there, I love to go and visit them and really relax. So traveling with friends, my favorite.
And how about your cocktail of choice?
I've really been into Negronis lately. I like bitter things, but I also drink like a lot of natural red wine. The natural red wine, the natural wine scene in LA is very vibrant. and I've totally drank the Kool-Aid there.
And one last question about your business. Where do you want it to go?
So this is like means a lot to me. So I want to make sure I land it right. I think what Boy Smell stands for, and like how I feel about beauty, how I feel about gender, and even Kacey Musgraves, you know, like her being a really cool liberal female in this like hyper conservative male dominated industry, like everything that I do, I want to be about challenging the status quo or challenging what is just inherited to be true in the social fabric. I really believe that there's a lot more space for different identities in the world. So everything that we do, I really want to be about creating products for modern identity. And I think that we happen to make candles, underwear, and fine fragrance now, but I think that the sky is the limit for what we can do with the brand, because it's really about being an opportunity for authenticity, you know? And if we can bring that to all the touch points in your day that are often throwaway, just like brushing your teeth or putting on your deodorant, like, or slipping on your underwear, like those are often, people don't think about those moments, they're throwaway. But if there's an opportunity for that to be an identity authenticating experience for you, I think that that's incredibly powerful and super cool.
Well, I can't wait to see where you're going. And I think it's really cool. I think you have a great brand and I see a lot of opportunity, and I'm really happy that I had this opportunity to talk to you.
Oh my God. This is so exciting for me, and getting to talk to you is a highlight of the Boy Smells experience so far. And I really, really deeply and genuinely appreciate your interest in our brand and your support of it. It really means a lot.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you, Bobby. Really appreciate it.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.